Okay, so continuing with Hilchos Tefillah, we'll talk about now Kavana. To have Kavana when you daven. So the Gemara, the last Amud in fourth Parak in Brachas. So the Gemara there brings a memor from Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says, "V'amr Rebbe Lezer la'olam yimaid adam es atzmai im yachay l'chaven es liboy yispal v'mlava yispal." A person should, you know, measure himself, figure out whether he's holding by being mechaven. And if he could be mechaven, then he should daven. And if he cannot be mechaven, then don't daven.
It's good
head talk. Yeah. Well, so that's one Gemara. And then we have another Gemara, which is the next page, Mamdal Mabez, which is also in Brachas. And the Gemara there says, it brings a brisa. Hamispalel tzarich sheyechaven es liboy bekulon. If you daven, you have to have kavana for everything, for all the brachas. Vem eina yachal lechaven bekulon. If you cannot do that, what should you do? Yechaven es liboy ba'achas. So at least you should have kavana for one of the brachas. Amr b'chi amr m'safra m'shem chad debe rebi ba'avas. So, which bracha is the one that you should have to be mechaven, even if you cannot be mechaven the rest of the brachas? That is the first bracha, the bracha of avos. So, I guess whether this is akdama or not akdama, but there's a famous Rav Chaim on this. This is the next page. So, Rav Chaim is going to bring two halachas in the Rambam, which seem to be sois for each other. So, in Hilchos Tefillah, you see the first shtickle in Hilchos Tefillah. It's Perek Dal Halacha Aleph. Hey, Dvarim Me'akvenes HaTefillah. He brings the Rambam in the Hilchos Tefillah that says that there are five things that are Me'akiv Tefillah. Apapi Shigiyas Mana, you have to have these five things. And he lists five things. And one of them, he says, is V'Kavonas HaLev. You have to have Kavona in order to daven. Ketzad. Kol Tefillah She'ena V'Kavona. Ain't a tefillah. Any tefillah does not have kavana is not considered a davening. Vim ispal beloy kavana, chayzer umispal be kavana. So you have to be chayit to daven again. You daven without kavana. Matza daita mishubeshes. Let's say he's very tired. A very hard day that day. His mind's flying. Veliboy tired. Aser loy lehispal al achetis yashiv daita. So it's also for him to daven until he calms down. He's got to calm down. Calm
his
down.
Is that shkia?
What?
Well, to this man for
oh, he's going to miss this man. Yeah. I mean, it's not a davening. It's not a tefillah, so it's not a davening.
Sure.
So we're on the third page. We're just starting with Chaim.
Just started what?
We're just starting with Chaim, which is the third page.
Okay, exactly in time now.
Yeah. So the first halacha that Rav Chaim brought from the Rambam is that if someone is... cannot be mechaven, he should not daven. And if he davens, then he has to be chayzer and daven again. So then, Zakta Reb Chaim, Mestimas Lashon HaRambam, about six lines from the where we started, by Hilchos Tefillah. Mestimas Lashon HaRambam, Mevuyer de Din Kavanahu Al Kol HaTefillah. So you see from the Stimas of the Rambam, he doesn't say that if you can't be mespal for certain brachas, but you could be mespal for the brachas. He says if you can't be mechaven. So he says kol tefillah. So he says so. Before we think about who are kol tefillah, shakol tefillah kavana ma'akeves ba. So you see that kavana is ma'akev for all of davening. And then he asks like this: v'kosh me'asha pasuk ram perik yud. So that was a halacha in perik dalet. But he asks from perik yud. You see now like that. Shams el shen. It says over there: misha hispalav like kivin asliboy. Someone who's mispalav. And he does not have kavana. Yasser v'yispal b'kavana. So you should daven again, like what he said over here. Vim kivein es liboy bebracha rishoina. But if he has kavana for the first bracha, then shuvein etzarech. Then he does not have to daven again. So what do you see from this halacha? Demavur lahedyo da kavana einam akavis rak bracha rishoina. So the first Rambam in Perek Dalet halacha aleph sounds like all you need. Is kavana? I mean, not all you need. You need to have kavana for the entire davening. Yeah, but don't worry. And here, the second Rambam sounds like you just have to have kavana for the first bracha. Tzarachin. V'nira loymer. Look to Reb Chaim. The trei gavni kavodas yesh b'tfila. Like classic Reb Chaim, he says there's two separate things going on. There's two types of kavonas. Ha'achas kavona shel pirish hadvarim. One of them is understanding the words that you're saying. V'yisaydohu din kavona. I'm going to need some helper, by the way, because some of the terms here, I'm going to need some input. The yisayd of this kavona is, that's din kavona. Kavona is understanding what you're saying. V'sheinis, it's the second thing. She'yichavin shehu oimid b'tfilo lefnei Hashem. The second kavona is not that you know what the words mean, but that you're being mechavin, that you're standing in front of Hashem. Like this is what he says in Perek Dalet over there. He says, "Mahi Yakavana, what is called Kavana? Sheyifna esliboy mikol hamachshavos, that you, right, you turn away your heart from all machshavos. V'yira atzmai kiilu oimid lefnei Hashchina, and he envisions himself that he's standing in front of Hashem. Svenira de Kavana zu eina midin Kavana. Ready? This is an important thing that I need some help with. So he says, it seems to me that this type of kavana of being oim lefnei Hashem, that's not a midin kavana. Rak shehu me'etzem ma'isa hatfila. That's not a din of kavana. That is me'etzem ma'isa hatfila. Let's just finish the sentence before we can discuss this. V'me'en libay panay. And if he does not turn his heart away, v'ein araya es atzmai sha'oim lefnei Hashem umispalel. Ain't the ma'isa tefila? Varehu bechlam misasek. They ain't by din ma'isa. Someone who's a misasek. Oh, we have this by Shabbos. If you're misasek, then it does not have the din of a ma'isa on Shabbos. So same thing over here. If you're not being mechaven, they being oim lefnei Hashem, that is not a ma'isa of tefila. So how's everyone understanding this thing? I mean, that it's not a ma'isa of tefila. So not being mechaven is not a ma'isa tefillah.
It's two levels. In order to get into the ballpark of tefillah, you've got to have mechaven lifnei melech. Once you have that, you could be davening, but obviously you're going to have pirush hamilah, so you're not going to be davening, you're not going to check the box. You can't have pirush hamilah without one's a prerequisite for the
one,
other.
You have to get into the door. You're right. Saying to get into the door is
no way you
understand where you're standing. You're standing from Hashem. Now that I know that I'm standing from Hashem, now it's negeya to have the Kavanah Pirishmas. Now he does say, and this is just what I'm picking apart a little bit, is that he says that the first thing is midin kavana. The second thing he says is not midin kavana, it's a ma'isa tefila. Ain't a midin kavana.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Right. So what he's saying it's not midin kavana. He's saying that it's a ma'isa. It goes into the ma'isa of tefila. Mm-hmm. That what you're doing now is not a ma'isa of tefillah.
So kavanah of the words wouldn't even be negeh.
Right, because you're not in the ballpark, right?
Isn't that exactly
you're swinging.
Mitzvahs, when we say the machlokes, sometimes goes mitzvah is kavanah, right?
Yeah, he's going to discuss that also. Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying is pashut means, like, in other words, if I'm just doing a mitzvah without even realizing I'm doing a mitzvah, that's what mitzvah is doing. It means you have to know you're doing a mitzvah. A person could be davening just randomly out of habit and not really be focusing on it. So, but he still knows he's davening. But he's saying that's not davening. He's saying davening is...
No, but if he knows he's davening, what does it mean when you know you're davening?
I know I'm sitting in a shul and davening. I'm not
do you know you're
not watching my son's baseball game.
But do you know you're being going lefnei hamelech?
No, I'm not really having a mind because I'm doing habit. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. He's saying you need it more that's not just kavanah. He's saying you need to know that you stand in front of Hashem. That's what he's differentiating.
So when he says it, what's troubling me a little bit, and I hear what everyone's saying, and I'm agreeing with you, but what's troubling me is that just the terms, right? He says in the halacha, he says what is kavanah?
He says any midin kavanah. He's saying.
Right, and he says, "What is kavana? Mahi kavana? That's the lashon of the Rambam. Mahi hakavana sheyifnes libay mikol thing, and then you're oimel lefnei hamelech. And now he's saying that the Rambam says, explaining what is kavana, he's saying that's not midin kavana. That's called ma'isa tefila. So, like, shouldn't the Rambam say something? I mean, if this is what the Rambam means, he shouldn't say that that's kavana. He should say that's tefila." What is tefillah? Tefillah is if you understand that you're davening with Hashem. But it seems like the Rambam is touching up what's kavana. He says mahi kavana, that you're being, that you know you're being of Tamar. Now he also says
he's just directing mechalek in his two things.
What?
He starts off his thing. He starts off the whole piece by saying is a steer in the Rambam and what kavana is. So he's addressing that point.
No, he says it's a steer in the Rambam how much you have to be mechaven, right? He says it's mashman the first halacha you have to mechaven for the entire tefillah,
right?
And then the second one it says as long as you mechaven for the first bracha you're
so
okay.
We're talking about kavana.
That's what I would think, right? So we're talking about kavana. Right. So then,
so he's saying we are talking about kavana, right? So how do you answer the difference in measurements, long or short? Because that's then he starts going into what tefillah is.
So right. So I mean it would sit easy with me, whatever. I wouldn't be as bothered if he would say that there's two types of kavanas. There's one kavana that you have to be elof ne'amelach, and then there's another kavana that you have to have pure shemilas. You have to understand what you're saying. But he, I would understand more, and then he would say that the kavana I'm talking about is because that type of kavana would mean that you're not that you're not in the ballpark. You're not. That's not even called a tefillah. But he just like he's saying it a little stark by saying eina mi din kavana. This is not a din kavana. Like you think this is kavana. This is not me din kavana. This is me din ma'aseh tefillah. So, okay, it could be I'm being too nitty gritty. And what he means, it doesn't really mean that this is not a din kavana. But this is a din kavana because you're being mechaven in your mind that you're being ayin ne'amelach. He's just saying that that type of kavana is. I just think if he meant to say that, I think that he would be a little. He would say it a little more par. Not this is not kavana. This is ma'aseh tefillah. If this is ma'aseh tefillah, nothing to do with kavana, really. So then he should say. Then the Rambam should say, "What's called tefillah? Tefillah is if you understand you're davening the Hashem."
Yeah.
So that was just my little aura over here. But okay, but that's his bar, right? His bar is there's two types of kavanas.
So hold on. So what you're saying now is that if I know that I'm davening in front of Hashem, but I have no idea what I'm talking about, that's kavana.
That would be one part of the kavana. Yeah, that's one part of the kavana.
Two kavanas.
That's what he says. Rambam says there's two parts of kavana.
I come in front of Trump to ask him to release someone from prison. And it's not gibberish. I know what I'm saying, but I know I'm standing in front of them. That's kavana. Come on.
You are being emelach. How can I say I'm not being emelach? Now it could be you're not saying the right words and you're saying gibberish. But
why
are
being emelach?
That's part of davening. Part of tefillah is that you have to be davening. They have to know who you're talking to.
Of course, that's basically you have to know that. But why should that be called kavana? Kavana means understanding what you're saying.
Right, so I understand what you're saying. The Rambam says that there's two parts of kavana. I mean, I'm just saying what Rechaim's saying. You know,
okay, fine.
You're saying that how can that be called kavana? That's something else. That's just called tefillah. That's called.
But that's what he means. Ain't even kavana, because it's not full kavana.
Right, I understand that, but he's calling it kavana. Still, the Rambam says that's kavana.
Okay.
The Rambam still when the Rambam explains, he says mahi kavana. The kavana is it. You understand
it's a little different because one is someone's right in front of you, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not. Our din kavana is a lot more of a thinking process than someone's right in front of you. I mean, you get to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really in front of you. It's right there. You don't have to really think so much. He's there. He already did it without even thinking in a certain way.
So now let's see. Let's continue with Reb Chaim. We're not going to see the whole thing. We're going to see at least to the end of this paragraph. Maybe a little more also. Vialke. Mac. After what this is.
Ma'akevus.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Ma'akevus kavana zu bechol hatfila. So this type of kavana that you understand that you're being oimel lefnei hamelech, that is ma'akev for the entire tefillah. Because if you're just being mesasik, that's as if you're not davening at all.
It's
scary. He's as if you're skipping words, as if you're not saying the words. Which is an interesting mashal that he's giving. Okay, that can be discussed also, why he's choosing that mashal, that it's as if you're skipping words. Say it's as if you're not in the room. It's as if you're not davening. It's as if you're not. Okay, but maybe that's part of it. Okay, I'm not going to get involved. V'aloi v'adai de l'inyin etzemat tefillah. Now, v'adai l'inyin etzemat tefillah kol hayotas brachas ma'akvim. L'gabi the tzura of what davening is 19 brachas, right? If you're going to start skipping brachas, that's not called davening. So the tzura has to be 19 brachas. The same way the tzura has to be that you're being ayim l'fnei ha'melech. V'rak heicho shemechavein u'makir ma'isav v'yedei ashuhu oimid v'shfilah. So only when you understand that you're being your meisim, that you understand that you're being aymel fnei hamelach el she'eni yedeya pirush advarim shazed din mesuyim rak betfila levad haysefes din kavana. So now, when you just don't know the actual words that you're saying, now there's another thing that you have to also be mechaven on the words that you're saying. So bezehu de'ayri asugi de brachas daf lamedalat. And that's where the Gemara is talking about that as long as you've been mechaven for one of them, like we saw that Gemara, as long as you've been mechaven by one of the brachas, which is avos, right, mishum dechad the bei rabbi, avos, that's talking about the second part of kavanah. That's the kavanah that you understand what you're saying. So the first thing is you have to say all the words. Right, that's the mashal that he's giving. First thing is you have to say all the words. The only way that's considered that you're saying all the words is it's the same way. You have to understand that you're being I'm of Ne'am Elach. And then after that, then there's another thing that you have to also understand what you're saying.
That's what he said.
So if you skip a bracha in an Ezer?
If you what?
If you skip a bracha accidentally in an Ezer?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying everyone agrees with this?
Well, let's deal with Rukhaya first. Right. I mean... Is that sure? Is that sure as that?
I thought I remember learning somewhere once at one point that
if you skip a bracha, then yes.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
All right, I didn't see it yet, but I mean, from Reb Chaim, he's saying that yeah, you have to say all the brachas. So you also have to be on the melech. So he's saying this second thing that you have to also understand what you're saying. That we can lechavchila, why do you have to do it for the whole thing? But if you're only mechaben for avos, you're going to be yaitzer. Ube'emes. Now I was going to get into a little bit of mitzvah sichas zman. Ube'emes, the gam b'din kavana, trei dinim yesh b'zeh. Also with kavana, there's two dinim. Chada din kavana, shemechavein lasos ha-mitzvah, v'havei midin kavana shakol ha-mitzvah. The kaima mitzvah sichas kavana. There's a kavana, like Baruch was saying, that's the mitzvah sichas kavana. That you have to be mechavein, that you're doing a mitzvah.
It seems to be a third thing.
That mean yeah that
that's a prerequisite
right for so he's just saying in kavana itself there's two types of kavana there's a mitzvah tzuchus kavana type of kavana ubezeh ein chiluk bein bracha lishayin l'shar tefila. So he's saying like this. Now I was machalik for you two things. Maisa tefila, let's call it, which is what the Rambam called kavana, but he's calling maisa tefila that you're being aymel lefnei hamelech, and then there's another kavana, understanding the words that you're saying. But now he's saying, what do we do with mitzvah tzuchus kavana? Where are we going to put that? So he's saying for that, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, then also you have to be mechavan for the entire tefillah.
Tefillah, or it's referring to tefillah.
That's the thing, you have to be mechavan, because mitzvah tzrichas kavana, if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, which is how we pass him, so then you're going to have to be mechavan that I'm doing a mitzvah the entire tefillah. Ubezayin chiluk ben bracha l'shen l'shar tefillah, it's not going to make a difference. Kivan dehu din hanoyhik b'chol ha-mitzvahs.
Doesn't the Mishnah Berurah explain by like the first pasuk of Krishma the difference of Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas
Kavanah? He does say, yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't he say something like that you have to understand the words? Isn't that his fault? No?
I mean, I took a quick look at it yesterday. I think he says by Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah
he talks about. Right, he says separate from Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah that you have to have in mind by the first pasuk.
Separate. Oh, okay, separate.
Not Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah anyway, so why is it different?
Because that's Pirush Mitzvah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So you explain
Pirush
Mitzvah, no?
I don't remember. I was looking by it to see how he touches up Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah.
He talks a lot over there, but
it's a riches. But yeah, it could be that. I wasn't keying on that stuff because I just wanted to see how he says Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. But yeah, it could be he says it. It would make sense. So kivin du din b'chol mitzvah. So kashara mitzvahs is like mitzvahs. The kol mitzvah kula tzrichas kavanah. The entire mitzvah needs kavanah. Right? The entire v'loy mahani mekavanah miksasa. So hachanami b'tfila de kavasa kula tzrichas kavanah. So that's what he's saying. The entire tefillah, you need to have that kavana. V'zehu shepasak in Harambam. Tehad to be inon sheyada shuhu aymed betfilah ma'akev v'chol atfilah kula. So this is the Rambam's paskening, that you have to know that you're being aymed v'nei ha-melech, that you're being aymed betfilah. I keep calling it aymed v'nei ha-melech. I mean aymed betfilah, which is to me that thing. Ma'akev v'chol atfilah kula. V'hainu mitrei tami. So it's because of two reasons. Chad mishum de belav hachi havi mesasek. So now we sound like this. Well, where are we plugging in mitzvah tzrichas kavana? This thing that you have to have kavana that you're doing a mitzvah. Where are we plugging that in? So he's saying that, the way I'm understanding it, tell me if you agree with it, the way that is, that's included in the kavana of being aymel fnei hamelech,
because
that is the kavana that you have to have the entire davening. And then there's another part of kavana, which is this extra din kavana that we have by tefillah, that you have to actually understand the words that you're saying. That is okay if you just have by the first bracha.
So this sounds connected to the mechaber. The mechaber starts off by shmonesei That,
so let's see. We're going
to
see.
Not necessarily supposed to be right.
So we're going to get the mechaber. But yeah, that's part of what I'm bringing this first. I want to see if the mechaber is going with the shita or not. See the shabruah bir lacha. See if they're also agreeing with the shita. But this is the var. This is the var. So the just you shouldn't know the chazan ish in the back. He asks some kashas there, and he says it's basically he asks one of the kashas. It's impossible. It's impossible. Some to need that you're going to have to constantly the entire Shemoneh Esrei be mechaven. That being Gaim of Ne'emelech, I mean, people, you know.
That's the goal.
Right, but Chaim's saying you're not Yotze.
Chaim's
saying you're not Yotze. If you're not having that kavanah that you're being Gaim of Ne'emelech the entire davening, you're not Yotze. Yeah, it's as if you skip the brachas.
So it seems like there's three aspects to kavanah, correct? There's this mitzvah shrichas kavanah, correct? And then there's the Gaim of Ne'emelech. Then there's personalities. Three sections you have to. All these
you say that's right.
He's splitting one into two. It's still three. It's three ideas that you have to have in your head to keep davening, which is a lot.
That's why I like that with the co-op.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know they have something similar.
She
did one of them. I guess that's why everyone has some of them.
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Okay. Alright, so let's see the Mechaber. Let's see the Mechaber passage. I don't know if we've got time to do this. So there's two Mechabers we're going to have to jump around to. So let's take a look at Tzadi Ches Sif Aleph. Simen Tzadi Ches Sif Aleph says like this. Hamaspalo Tzarech Sheyechavin Belibay Pirish Hamilas. Shemaitzev is fasav. So when you're davening, you have to have kavan of the pirush hamilas. V'yashoyev ki'ilu shechina kenegdai. And also, have in mind that the shechina is kenegdai. V'yosir kol machshavas hatardas ha'seir ad shetishar machshavta v'karmas zak v'kulas. And also remove all the machshavas that are being tarred you, bothering you, until your kavana at your machshava and kavana is just for tefillah. You should put in your mind as if you're davening, as if you're talking to a king of basvadam. You'd make sure that you know exactly what you're saying. You're organizing everything that you're saying, and you say it nicely. For sure, in front of Hashem, that He's looking into your machshavas. That's the Anshei Maisa, that they would be misboided and be mechavim with the tefillah until they would reach a place where it would be completely hispashtas of agashmius, and just kai chaslichli would take over. That would be like close to nevuah.
Yeah, that's what I do every day. This is all.
Okay, so now,
forget everybody's saying.
This is the halacha. Right. He doesn't say anything about b'diavad. Hold on a second. He doesn't say anything about it. This is chachil. This is mikra din. You have to be mechaven, pirush milas, and also whatever everything that he's saying. Now, okay, he didn't say that you have to go have an espashtus.
No, but he's saying that is the Messias of when you're...
I'm saying that's a certain madriga, but I don't think you have to get to that madriga in order to be mechav and liboy, pirush milas,
and nashapil.
No, so what I want to see that... So first of all, he puts all these things together.
Right.
That's number one. You know, he puts together being mechav and pirush milas and ayim of
Ne'emel. Right. Two separate things.
But he says it in one thing. Okay. I can already hear if you'd like to say that you see it from the Mechaber, he's not separating anything. He's not saying that there's two separate kavanas. He's saying that this is what kavana is.
I would say it's together. He's saying two points in kavana. I saw the Ruchaim speaking in here. No.
So the Rambam, we don't have a Rambam here. Right?
Maybe in the packet.
Because if I remember correctly, the Rambam, if I should have printed out the actual words of the Rambam, when he's these two halachas at the Mechaim and Estakasha, the steer to the Rambam, one he talks about Pirush Hamilas, and one he talks about being able to play him out.
Right.
Like removing any machshavas from your head. So the Rambam splits it up into two separate halachas. One's a parak dal, one's a parak yud. I think he does it. Don't hold me to it. If we take a look, we can check it up later. But here, the Mechaber is putting it all together.
Right, but it's still 2 points.
Okay, no, I understand that. But I'm saying the Rambam himself, when he wanted,
saying it's completely.
He made it two separate. Right. One's in parak yud, one's in parak dal.
Right.
And here he's just, you know, it's like one line. Okay, so that's one thing. And then let's see.
Quick question. It seems very odd that the order that he brings in is Parish Gilos and then Vayim with them. What do you think is really that?
We just said it's opposite, right? When we were learning it too much.
You should be out of the mouth first.
I know.
Right.
And that should be first, you're saying. Right. Okay. That's a good aura.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe that's another aura. Okay, now let's take a look at Simon Kuf Aleph. Simon Kuf Aleph.
Page
260. So here is Hamispalo Tsarch Shechai Machal Abrachas. So you have to have Kavanah for all Abrachas. The main Yachal Achavin Bekulam, right, if you cannot be Machavin for all of them, Lepachos Yechavin Be'ovis. So Lechol Apachos, you should be Machavin with the first Brach of Ovis. Vim Loi Kivin Be'ovis, if you don't have Kavanah for Ovis, Afal Pisha Kivin Bechol Ashar, Yachzer V'Yispal. So you see that it's Ma'akiv to have Kavanah for the first. For the first bracha, at least.
Gotta keep going.
Does kavana mean?
Gotta keep going.
We'll get there. Okay, so the Rama says, "Va'inna einch." I want that to sink in a little bit before we get to the Rama. The Rama says, "Va'inna einch ha'izrim b'shul chazar and kavana." But now, this manazah, we don't make you go back. Sha'af b'chazar kavush le'ichavim. And came lamayaser, right? Because even that, this manazah, and we find a lot of lashonos. I think we saw also until now that this manazah, no one's really mechavim. I think that's what we had a heter where you're allowed to back up into someone's, you know, because we're not mechavan anyway. But anyway, we have seen this around.
Unfortunately.
But the Ramah does, okay, the Ramah gives it out of you. Now, what type of kavan are we talking about? Remember, we just said, mechaber said over here in Tzadi Ches, Hamitzvah also shechavim b'liboy, pirish hamilis, and then he says, yachshav kilosh kinek kenegdoy, and remove all your makshavas. So which type of kavana is ma'akav over here? So if you take a look at Mishnah Berurah, he says, Siv be, Siv cotton bays, Hainu pirish hamilas. Alkein manochoi ma'oi lahamayim shel yumudu pirish hamilas shakol tefila. How proper is it for us to learn the pirish hamilas? Vakoponim shel berkos avis, right? Umayim, bevada yesh chiv alav leidav. For sure, we should know avis, and he throws an also ma'idim. Okay, so... So
there's a thing I think that if you didn't have in mind, you just said he has to go back. I think it's brought down there that you could have in mind instead of make it up by Maida.
Make what up by Maida?
You didn't have Kavanah, but the first bracha.
By because you can make it up by Maida?
So if you haven't, if you have Kavanah by Maida.
What I did see is that it could be that there's two things that are Makiv, Avos and Maida. That's why he says, that's what Mishabru says too. Really, I mean, the Mechaber just says Avos. And Mishabru throws in that Al Kaponim, Birkas Avos Maidim, Bavadi Yeshchiv, Allah, Leida Biurai. So, where did he get the Maidim from? I did see somewhere that I think that there are some Shitas that hold that you have to have Kavanah the same way by Avos, you also have to Kavanah L'chal Pachas by Maidim.
Is that why, like, earlier in
the. Cotton Gimel, Here, look at the next Sivkatan, Sivkatan Gimel, here it is. So he says, Yethi Mechav by Avis, Ki hu sidr shvacha shal makayim, Al kain ena bedin shei paaz panel of Avet var machayim. That is, you're being mesar the shvach of Hashem, so you should not be thinking about anything else. V'yesh paiskim de gam moidim chashiv ka Avis lechav chila. So some say that moidim is also like Avis. That's why.
So that you have to have both.
I know what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Okay. But I'm from here, it's just mashma that is both. V'mu m'shar sh'afilu ba'avis lo yichavin lo yispal klal ad shetetz yashiv daitai shiyuch ala kapodim l'chavin ba'avis. But if he's m'shar in his mind, like he had a really tough day, he knows he's not going to be l'chavin the entire davening, then he can't even become on for avis, he should wait. Wait till yashiv daitai until you're able to at least be l'chavin by avis.
So what's better, to dam with a minion or to have kavanah?
Why you're not? I mean, you're not dominating with it. You're not. Pasha
that Yichidus is better than the minion. Yichidus with Kavanah is better than with the minion.
That's what I would think. Because, you know, I'm not passing here, but
in
that's what I would think.
Well,
forget, I mean, even when Chaim's very stark. I mean, the Chaznish says basically impossible what Reb Chaim wants. But even according to the Mechaber, it seems like Avos is Ma'akev. You have to do Avos.
So what have you come out with Ma'asa with Ramah? They were talking about Kavanah means Pirsha Milos, right?
Oh, so I will say, we'll just throw in about your Moedim. I see on the side here they talk about it. Where did this Chiv, because the Gemara just said the first Bracha of Avos, where did this Chiv by Moedim come in? So, it says that there's another Girs in the Gemara, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And the Girs in the Gemara says, Emeini Yachal Chavin Bechulon, if you're going to be Mechavin all the Brachas, it says, Yachavin Be'Avos Oy Behaidayas, or Moedim.
He doesn't say that you can be Yotze the one with the other, though.
Well, he says or, so maybe this is where Baruch was coming from, and it could be that there's but I mean, Pashas Halacha is not like, you know, Pashas would need Avos. You need Avos, but it does bring here the Ashita that would say that the Gears of the Gemara is Avos or Moedim.
Is that actually the time of that is that we said Avos is all the praise of a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Go ahead.
I'm assuming the time behind that would be that Avos, we said Mishmura says the reason why they have Kavana and Avos is because it's the Siddish Shabbat Shabbakah.
Right, so you're saying Maiden is very similar.
Yeah, I'm saying Maiden is similar.
Very good. Very different, but I mean,
I guess the realm of
I hear.
Yeah,
so, but.
Where did that sort of posture here that's talking about the. That's talking about the Kavana song like Pirish Hamil. So here the Mechaber doesn't say that, but. In Sadi Ches, the Mechaber says straight out that Kavana is
Sarshi Kavana is Pirish
Hamilos. Here the Mechaber doesn't say Pirish Hamilos.
Right, he does.
Right, yeah. So
so you think he means
that? It looks like he left it out on purpose.
That he means that you have to have Kavana for the other things also.
Yeah.
So where's Mishbrug saying just Pirish
Hamilos? So there it says straight out Pirish Hamilos in Sadi Ches. So here he doesn't say Pirish Hamilos.
Good aura. It's a very stark aura, I think. I will say that also, for Baruch's point, that it brings from the Stipler that somebody that does not have Kavana by Avos should be Mechavan by Moedim. And then that way he'll be Yoitzi de Chavosim. He'll das Kama Paiskim, he says. So, I mean, there is this brought down. Okay, but take a look at the Be'er Halacha. So first, take a quick look at this, which is this is even going if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzuchas kavana. Desham haynu latzeis yidei mitzvah, which is by Pirishma, by the way, Simon Sadi. But this is because that is to be yoytz of the mitzvah. Mash enkim is ed in yonayhu shalo yichavin bedvar machayim be'esat tefila. Here the inyan is that you should not be mechavin other things at the time of davening. That's what we mean mechavin. Umash meloshin rajba, a move of beveis yosef, leil simin samach gimel dimasal kosev, the yesh lizar ba'avish leil b'payda b'emsav v'brach le'dvar machayim. That's what from the loshin of the rajba is, that your heart should not be going to other things. Now listen to this. Va'filim be'esha yoymer achar chatevish l'brach yachs v'chavin. Even if when you actually are going to say Avos, so let's say you start Brachas Avos, start Kel Hagadol Agibra on there, and then your mind's gone with the next business deal. But you stop. You're smart enough that you stop. And then as soon as you I've got to stop thinking about that. Okay, now let's go back to davening. He says that's not lechatchila either. That's what Raj was saying.
That is not lechatchila.
It's not lechatchila.
No, that's the whole bracha. You're saying
the entire bracha straight without having any hepsikis. That's saying now. Filu be'esha yoyim rachatev shabrochi yachs b'chavin. Even if afterwards he goes back to be mechavin, he didn't say any words while he was thinking daydreaming. So that is, So this is even if you go mitzvahin tzuchas kavana, still you would have to have be mechavin pir shemilas, which is interesting how he explains kavana here. Shliyichavin v'dvar machayim be'es tefila. They should not be mechavin other things. He's not talking about Pirush Hamilos. Pirush Hamilos is very simple. You're having kavana what the Pirush Hamilos means. But here the Balacha is bringing that Masha'en came bezed the inyonai hu shalo yichavin bedvar macherim beisat
tefila.
Anything? No, because you're just saying thinking other things, and you're not thinking about what the Pirush.
That's what you're saying. Okay, all right. Take a look at the next Balacha. V'meini yachol. So a person cannot have kavana. Person can't have kavana. With the whole tefillah. Mashma miloshen zeh da'afilu l'chadchila mutar la'amir l'uspal. It's mashma, you know that there ain't no way you're going to be able to do the whole davening today with kavana. It's just not going to happen. So what should you do? So he's saying, avada l'chadchila, the machaber is saying that you should daven. And just make sure you have kavana, at least for the first bracha. Kivan shehu anus, sheni yachol yashiv dad. He's an anus. What do you want from the guy? He's an anus. You don't want him to daven now. V'chei mashma l'shad the braisa. Ula pela shle hiskez eber Rambam. It's a pella that the Rambam. He's coming with the Rambam. It's a pella that the Rambam doesn't say this. Shakosav denzer rak beloshim diyevet. That the Rambam just says this halacha by b'diyevet, that if you didn't have kavana for the rest of davening and you just had kavana for the first bracha, you'll be yotze. But he doesn't say shem kivin bracha. What's he saying? Shem kivin bracha rishani yotze. But he doesn't say that l'chadchila, if I know I'm not going to be able to daven for the entire thing with kavana, then I should at least do the first bracha. He doesn't say that. Which is mash with the Rambam, that l'chadchila, you should not daven unless you know, that unless you're Mashiach in your mind, that you could have kavana for the entire daven. When I say kavana, I mean pirush milas. So he's a pell on the Rambam.
I have a question for a second. We know the famous Gemara in brachas with Rebbe Gamliel when he made he did Kishma even on the day of his wedding, right? And you're not supposed to, of course, you can't have proper kavana. Right. If you can't have proper kavana for one pasuk, then you obviously can't have kavana for the first bracha shmonesu either, right?
Okay, yeah.
But we see that obviously we didn't say a pasuk nami shmonesu. So don't we see from that Gemara that there's such a thing as an oinus that if you're not going to be able to have kavana,
you should still daven anyway.
Right.
He says that.
No.
I know.
He's saying.
I'm
saying against Rambam. Right. Over there, there should
be another Raya. I'm saying. So over there, Gamliel said Kriya Shema,
because he himself was able to.
But the general halacha was
something.
Right, but the general halacha was that the chasen shenat, right?
Right.
And Sheshvinim, right?
We changed that.
We changed.
We know no one has to come on anyway.
Right.
No, but I'm saying, but before the change, right? But we see this didn't affect Shmonesu though. Which is longer than a pasuk, right? We see that even then you still have to daven Shmoneh Esrei. You weren't part of Shmoneh Esrei; you only part of Kriya Shema.
Okay, I mean, were they only talking? I mean, were they talking about the rices, the Rambam? I mean, doesn't make a difference. So. I mean,
but it doesn't matter. But the bottom line is, the bottom line is, we see. Yeah, you're right.
What would part are you from Darius? I mean, the fact you're saying the fact that Gemara doesn't say that you're part from davening is sure, a right that you'd have to say davening. I don't know.
No, it's a right that you have to say davening even if you can't have kavanah.
Right, you're saying that a chassan would have to daven.
Correct.
Right, so I'm saying I don't know if that's a right. Because Kriya Shema maybe is close to Raisa, but Shema Esrei might not be the Raisa. Even if you say Tefillah is the Raisa, but who says Shema Esrei that we daven is the Raisa? I hear the aura. So, yeah. That's his kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam does not say this. The Rambam only says it as a lashon of b'diavad. And then he says, interesting, then he says, V'ulai, could be, but ain't a yachol gam hu moida. It could be that even if he cannot do it, the Rambam would be moida. Dezeh mutav mishaloi hispao kla. That's better. It's better than not davening at all. To at least, even the Rambam would be masking. So it could be the Rambam's even masking to it. But I don't think the Reb Chaim would have anything to do with this ha'ara that the Be'alocha has on the Rambam. I'm wondering if the way that Chaim's understanding the two kavanas, how he's understanding the Rambam, would that talk to at all this kasha that the Be'er Halacha has? And how could it be that the Rambam's only masking b'di Evan?
Chaim seems to be mashma that if you don't have everything in place, you should not daven.
So he says it by, I mean, that's what I'm saying. He says it by that when you're being oimel fnei melech, right? If you cannot, if you know you're not being oimel fnei melech, then forget it. It's not negeya.
Then you're
not, right? You're not yaitze. So, but this thing, if you know you're not going to be able to mechaven, pirush hamilas. You know you're going to be able to be oimel fnei melech, I guess, but you won't be pirush hamilas is too much for you.
Even the first.
So lechatchila. With according to what Reb Chaim's learning, is there any reason why we'd be able to answer this question? Or maybe just see, hear a different thing? No.
It's
different things. It's different things. So I'm saying, so it's not like you can...
That's not enough for Perish Mila. No?
What?
He said,
"Eino
Yaku Yashin
Daita."
That's specifically
Perish Mila. No, he means Yashin Daita to for Perish Mila. So that's, I mean, that's how I learned Pashim. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can use Reb Chaim to try to help the Rambam get out of this kasha. Okay. Maybe something we can think about. All right, shkoyach.